With this KLEM Sports Update for this Saturday, April 18th, I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Verstag. Well, yesterday we were supposed to have a little bit of golf and a little bit of soccer. However, all the golf events were not competing due to the inclement weather that we had, some cooler temperatures, some high winds, and so we ended up with just soccer on the sports docket yesterday. Let's get you the rundown of the results on the KLEM Sports Scores and Results page. We'll first start on the girls' soccer pitch, where the Lamarck Community girls picked up another win, back-to-back wins in back-to-back days, and both by shutout fashion for the Bulldogs, and both on the road as well. The Bulldogs went to Haywarden to defeat West Sioux by a final score of 3-0. And once again, all of the goals the Bulldogs had in the contest were scored by different ladies. Again, showing just how deep that team is and how unselfish they are. Kinley Schmidt had one of the goals. Peyton Kearns had a goal and assisted on another. Maya Scove had a goal. She also assisted on another as well. And Avery Nias picked up an assist as well. And Grace Westhoff pitching another shutout in net. She had six saves to shut down the Falcons, and the Bulldogs pick up their second win in a row, second win in as many days. They now sit with a pretty impressive record of 4-1-2, especially considering how things went last year. The Bulldogs won just one match last year. They already have four wins in their first seven contests this season. In boys soccer yesterday in the Missouri River Activities Conference, the back-to-back night was not as kind to the Bulldog boys, as they were shut out at home by West Sioux by a final score of 5-0. Falcons have a really good boys soccer program. They've been a state qualifier the last few years. Carter Melvin had 12 saves, but just too many opportunities for the Falcons to score, and they got through five times in a 5-0 win over the Lamars. Other scores in boys soccer from yesterday in the Missouri River Activities Conference: Sioux City North defeated Sheldon Sibley Ocheden 4-0, and Southeast Polk was a winner over Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln by a score of 8-1. You can check out those soccer scores from yesterday on our website there at KLEM1410.com. Under the sports tab at the top of the homepage, in the drop down menu, click on sports scores and results. Well, yesterday we also received some news from the folks at the Drake Relays down in Des Moines. The tentative Drake Relays high school qualifiers have been released. Starting with the girls' side of things, the Hinton girls will have two events that are tentatively set to compete at the Drake Relays in Des Moines this upcoming week. The 4x100 meter relay team that features Chloe Piggott, Rory Cook, Adeline Ordegren, and Addison Dunkel, they are set to compete at the Drake Relays here this season. Also, the shot put, Morgan Divis, reached a blue standard, so she's going in as one of the favorites, certainly in the shot put, but she has qualified as well for the Drake Relays. On the boys' side, the Hinton boys also have a Drake Relays qualifier, also in the shot put, and his last name is also Divis. Carson Divis has qualified in the shot put as well. He did that a while back, achieving the blue standard to get to the Drake Relays, but now it is official that he will compete in Des Moines here in the Drake Relays. Again, the Drake Relays will get started here this coming week. They officially begin on April 22nd and run through Saturday, April 25th. Best of luck to those three events. Again, Morgan Divis in the shot put, Carson Divis in the shot put, and the Hinton girls 4x100-meter relay all set to compete in Des Moines next week. Well, on the sports schedule for today, we have nothing pertinent to the listening area, so a little bit of an off day and a chance to get rested and relaxed and continue the push through the second half of the spring season, and that will certainly get through things before you know it. Of course, make sure you check out KLEM1410.com for updated sports scores and results, updated schedules, and some more interview clips with various coaches and athletes that certainly make sporting events in our area fun. Again, you can check all that out at KLEM1410.com. Well, this has been your Saturday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Verstegg.